K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
All right, so over in Ocoee, I've been talking to Steven. Steven, you said that your date was rude to you, but how? Like, where are we right now with this story?
Yes, I took her out to the theater. Great show. And we left on a high note. I've been trying to reach out to her, and she's not getting back to me, and I think is the rudest thing ever. Like, who would do that to a person?
Oh, wow. Steven, let me ask you a question. Like, I don't know if dating is the same that it used to be, like, back in the day. Like, at a theater, do you try to hold a hand? Do you try to put your arm around her? Like, anything like that happen?
You try to hold a hand, but by accident, you know, the adjoining armrest. You hope that your hands slip together and hold. Yeah, I mean, it was a classic date, in my opinion, but I don't know where she's at with it because I haven't heard from her.
All right, okay. Well, you gave me Rebecca's number. I'm going to try to call her right now. Let me talk to her. I'm going to create a space where all of us can talk together, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Cool.
Yeah, you got it. Yes, was hoping to speak to, I think it's Rebecca, please.
Who's this?
Rebecca, my name is Obi, and I work for the legendary radio station here in town. It's K92.3. We do something on the radio station called the Second Date Update. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, I am. Hi, okay. Why are you calling me?
Okay, so the reason why I'm calling you is because you are on the Second Date Update. You went out with a guy named Steven, and I'm going to pay for you to go on another date with him.
I think I'm good.
So if you're good, I just want to go back to Steven with, you know, maybe a way to let him down easy, because you're not getting back to him, and I think he's kind of left in limbo land.
Okay.
Is there anything I can tell him?
I don't like want to say like cheap, but like cheap. Like,
who's Steven?
We went on a date. Yeah, I mean, we went on a date, and he was like really lovely about it. He paid. He treated. I had a great time with him. I thought he was really generous. And then at the end of the date, like we were walking out of the movies, and he like pulled out his phone and had notes about like how much each thing cost, and like divided it between the two of us, and told me the total that I owed him. Like, we got Twizzlers, and he even put that on there. Just like, and I didn't see it coming because he paid for everything.
Oh, okay. I'm understanding now. So he paid for everything up front, and then he kind of like itemized everything for you.
Yeah, he like tallied it up for me.
Wow. Okay, so what's the problem? Yeah, you just think he's, okay, you said it in the beginning. You think he's cheap.
Yeah. It was like false pretenses. Like, it was all paid for. I thought he was being generous. And then it was kind of like a whoa at the end. Like, okay, not what I thought.
Okay, so not interested in him, even if I pay for you guys to go on another date.
No, but thank you.
No, and totally understand, Rebecca. So let me do this because Steven is on the line. And now.
Oh, seriously?
But now all of us can talk about this.
Wow.
Steven?
Oh, fun.
Hello, Rebecca.
How you doing? So you,
heard. What the hell?
That was just weird for me that you like gave me a bill for our date. Yeah, that didn't sit well with me.
It wasn't a bill. Today's dating climate, you don't know how things are going to turn out, and all first dates don't lead to second dates. So I don't feel like I should pay for someone else, and we're not even dating.
All right.
Especially in this economy. Are you kidding me with inflation?
Great.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, that's okay, fine. But then if that's how you feel, don't set it up like you're paying for everything, like it's a date, and then charge me at the end. That's not cool.
I didn't charge you. I didn't charge you. I just told you what you consumed.
What I owe you, and you gave me your Venmo info to pay you.
And Steven, do you?
Yeah, this is 2023. This is 2023. Things should be fair.
Steven, do you traditionally go Dutch on dates?
Yes, absolutely, on the first date. Who doesn't? I don't think that's so weird.
Look, my brother's kind of like that. He's all like, go Dutch, you know, everybody's equal. And I'm like, that's not the way I roll. Like, I think it's nicer when somebody treats, even if I was the one that treated or something, but to set it up like, oh, I got you. And then like send me a bill. That just feels really gross, honestly.
Okay.
Everybody's different, man. So,
wow. Yeah, okay. Well, listen, at least I got the both of you talking, and that's all I wanted to do.
All right. Thank you.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.